A new Peruvian restaurant is Reno Public Market's latest addition. KUNR's Maria Palma has more on the family behind the restaurant.
Cuatro ceviches.
Dos causas.
On Sunday, Cusco Peruvian Cuisine held its grand opening. Dozens of people lined up before the doors even opened at 11 a.m., and the steady crowds continued throughout the day. Owner Roberto Caballero and his family worked nonstop cooking and preparing orders. The response from the community was overwhelming.
I'm feeling amazed. I didn't expect all this crowd. And I'm very grateful for the people, for the response of the Reno community. And I don't have words to describe right now. I'm very busy, so sorry about that.
And by 3 p.m.,
we ran out of all the ingredients already.
Opening day was such a success that by the time they closed their doors, they had run out of ingredients. They were forced to close the next day in order to restock. Cusco opened its doors on a special day for the Peruvian community.
July 28th, independence of Peru. The Peruvian community didn't have any place to go, to gather. Now they have a place they can come.
Every day, the Caballero family will be serving up authentic dishes like ceviche and arroz chaufa. Caballero, originally from Chimbote, Peru, has lived in the U.S. for over 20 years and is thrilled to share his culinary heritage.
Well, I'm excited because I want people to try. That's the only thing I want. People to try and they can judge, you know, if they're good or not.
Peruvian cuisine is a mix of flavors from around the world, says Roberto.
We have from the Chinese cuisine, we have the arroz chaufa, which is fried rice. And then also the ceviche, the way that we make it now is influenced from Japan.
Before coming to the United States, Roberto worked most of his life as a server in Aruba, Japan, and Costa Rica. Along the way, he learned from a variety of chefs. But cooking is a big part of Peruvian culture, he says.
All the Peruvians, we all cook. That's our passion. I don't know why, but if you go to Peru, any house, any family, everybody love to cook.
Cooking has been Roberto's lifelong hobby. When the pandemic provided him with extra time, he began preparing meals for friends and exploring diverse menus. It was during that period when he decided to turn his passion into a business.
And I was cooking a lot. I was selling a lot. And then when after COVID were gone, everybody still calling me, hey, are you still cooking? I said, no, I'm start working already.
Now Cusco represents years of effort by the Caballero family.
I always dream to have a restaurant and show the people how is our food. But I couldn't do it earlier because my kids, they were in school. I have a lot of responsibilities to work with, so I couldn't do it. Now, when my kids are grown up, now I think it's the time to follow my dreams.
Roberto's wife, Olga Alegre, and his brother, Antonio, are deeply involved in the business, and both are helping in the kitchen. For Olga, this is also a dream come true.
Durante años, hemos sido los dos juntos tratando de salir adelante, de mejorar en este aspecto, ¿no? En el aspecto culinario. Y realmente yo estoy muy feliz por esto y porque es el sueño que mi esposo tenía durante muchos años. Y ahora se está cumpliendo, ¿no?
Olga says she feels proud of her husband for pursuing his dreams. They both have been working hard for many years, she says. Cusco is open from Monday through Thursday until 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. on weekends at the Reno Public Market. For KUNR News, I'm Maria Palma.